and verse 17, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Again, verse 34, I meditated on this wonderful expression, God sent. Verse 34, "For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." First time that expression is used, he didn't come to condemn, but to save. And the second time the expression is found, "He whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God." God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus saith unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Didn't come to condemn. He came to speak the words of God. He was sent to do the will of God and to finish his work. That's why he was sent. Chapter 5, verse 22. "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life." He wasn't sent to condemn. He was sent to save. He was sent to speak the words of God. He was sent to do the will of God. He was sent to honor the Father. He was sent that we might have eternal life and not come into condemnation, but to be passed from death unto life. Verse 30. "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." Think of how many times you do your own will. I do my own will. It was one that never did his own will. Always the will of the one who sent him. Verse 36. "But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me." This is the key expression in the Gospel of John. Verse 37, "And the Father himself which hath sent me." Could have just said, "And the Father himself hath borne witness of me," but he keeps reemphasizing that he was the sent one. "Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent him ye believe not." He was here to represent the Father, speak the words of the Father, do the will of the Father, not to condemn, but to save, speak the words of God, the sent one, to reveal the Father. Do you know this person? Chapter 6, verse 28, verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. The stupendous work of God is to believe on the one whom the Father sent. Verse 37, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 44, No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 33, Then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Chapter 8, verse 15, Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man, and yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I'm not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Verse 26, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. He said, Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Verse 41, Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Chapter 9, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. This is such a beautiful picture of how one gets saved. The Word became flesh. He spat on the ground. Man was made flesh of the dust of the ground, made clay of the spittle, anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and he said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. That's how you get your eyesight, is you believe on the one whom he sent. He became a man. He became flesh. He took his spittle and the mud he took and put it on his eyes and sent him to the water, the pool of Siloam, which means sent. And when one sees this gigantic, immense truth that the Father sent Him, 1 John 4:14, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, then your eyes are opened, and you know who He is. And if you don't know who He is, you don't know anything that's worth knowing. There's nothing like the Gospel of John. Nothing like it. Chapter 11. Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard Me, and I knew that Thou hearest Me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe what? That they may believe what? That Thou hast sent Me. Immense truth, necessary for one's eyes to be opened. To believe He was sent to the Father, that He came willingly as sent by Him. Chapter 12, verse 44, Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on Me, believeth not on Me, but on Him that sent Me. And he that seeth Me, seeth Him that sent Me. Verse 49, for I have not spoken of Myself, but the Father which sent Me, He gave Me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto Me, so I speak. Verse 20 of chapter 13. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth Me, and he that receiveth Me receiveth Him that sent Me. Chapter 14. Chapter 14, verse 24. He that loveth Me not keepeth not My sayings, and the word which he hears not Mine, but the Father's which sent Me. Verse 21 of chapter 15. But all these things will they do unto you for My name's sake, because they know not Him that sent Me. Verse 5 of chapter 16, but now I go My way to Him that sent Me, and none of you asketh Me, whither goest thou? Chapter 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest Me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from Thee, and they have believed that Thou didst send Me. Do you believe that? Stupendous truth. Do you believe that? That's the most important thing here. The whole theme in the Gospel of John. And he says of his own, he says, they believe that Thou didst send Me. Verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. So as he represented the Father, the sent one of the Father, so now we are here to represent him, the sent one of the Son. Verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that includes all of us, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know, not just believe, but know, that thou hast sent me. He wants everyone to know that truth, that immense, wonderful truth. Thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Verse 25, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Do you know that truth? I mean, in your inmost soul, is it everything to you? Nothing like John's Gospel. Chapter 20 and verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus, the resurrected Christ now, and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. When he had said this, he breathed on them. Just like Jehovah God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of natural life and man became a living soul, so now the resurrected Christ, the same person, Jehovah, Jesus, same person, now breathes onto his disciples the breath of his resurrection life. A life which is beyond this world, beyond death, and on into eternity. And saith, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, we've had the Holy Spirit before us. We'll have much more of that in the next meeting in Romans 8. Spirit of God. He sent. I didn't read those verses in John 14. He sent the Spirit. The Father sent the Spirit. The Son sends the Spirit. And the Spirit comes as sent of God. Wonderful, brief meditation. Meditate upon these things. Come to the realization of who he is and who he represented. And now he commits it to you, to me, to represent him as he in perfection represented the Father.